Right. Do you think you'll understand? You know how to do it, when to do it, why to do it, and why not to do it.
I saw this little kid spinning and stuff. I said, hey, send him upstairs when, you know, when he finished, I want to talk to this kid. Never thought about recording him at that time. And I said, this little guy, I want to see what's happening. So he was a kid that would worry you, bug you, until you had to do something with him. Instead of him going back to Gary, Indiana from Chicago every night, he'd go and ask Joseph if he could stay with me and spend the night at the hotel with me. So he stayed in my face for 10 straight days. From the time that we woke up in the morning and I take and feed this kid, it was pure. This kid wanted what he got. He was a workaholic.
Bobby Taylor worked hard. I mean, I can't say it enough. I want people to know he worked harder on them than he did with the Vancouver.
My motivation was Michael. I just figured this kid here is he's an adult in kids' clothing. That was my only motivation.
Everybody around here knew that Michael Jackson was it. The world just didn't know it.
Bobby was pushing. When I say he was pushing, the next time I seen Bobby or I seen the group, he had called me and said he's working at the Apollo. And come over to the Apollo, he got a surprise for me. And when I went to the Apollo, the Jackson 5 was on the bill.
The Apollo was known as the greatest R&B showroom in the world because many albums had been made from there. James Brown live at the Apollo. Jackie Wilson played the Apollo. Gladys Knight and the Pips played the Apollo. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Everybody who played the Apollo was a star, and everybody who was underneath them on a bill was trying to gain that national fame. And if you make it there, you're assured of stardom because people knew that you've got something very special. It was a very tough audience, and if they did not like you and you were not a good